455, 453. It is Mark with you.
And Bradley.
That's right. Ian has run off to a city council meeting, and they're probably oiling up the handcuffs right now.
Oh, I'm sure they were oiled last night, early.
We'll see if he makes it back, or when he makes it back. He's bound to come back at some point,
if,
right?
He makes it back.
Yeah. 855. 450 free. Until then, I do have a subject that I wanted to talk about this evening, and you know, here on Free Talk Live, you can call in and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. But you know, I bring up subjects too. So from photographyisnotacrime.com, apparently somebody took a picture of the first girls. A celebrity photographer who snapped photos of President Barack Obama's daughters frolicking at a public beach in Hawaii received a warning from the White House that their privacy should be respected. As official and intimidating as it may be to receive such a letter from the White House, it carries no legal standing. It's merely a part of an informal agreement Obama has with the media, which once used to pride itself on being the fourth estate. I believe that means, like, the fourth branch of government, essentially. The idea is the media is holding the government accountable.
Right. Well, I mean, the president's daughters are little kids, and I mean,
14 and 17. No, hold on. 11 and 14.
Right. And if I was the president, I probably wouldn't want people photographing my kids either. But if I was the president, I would say to myself, geez, I'm the president, and people are probably interested in what I'm doing. So, you know, it just comes with the territory, doesn't it?
I guess they're celebrities to some extent. I mean, you know, I don't know how they could really be called anything else. I understand why people wouldn't want, why you necessarily wouldn't want pictures taken, but,
well,
you know.
Shouldn't run for president, I guess.
He does trot them out to take pictures when it's convenient for him.
Right, yeah.
And I get, you know, you should be able to take the pic, you know, they have the pictures taken that you want taken and not taken that you don't. But, you know, I mean, during the campaign, it was all fine and dandy to take pictures of him and Michelle and Malia and Sasha right there on the stage. That's all fine and dandy.
Well, their letter said should, right?
It didn't say
you shall not. It said you shouldn't because they're just suggesting it.
Don't you agree that it's a little intimidating to get a letter from the White House, though?
Of course, if that's your bread and butter.
Well, in this case, it's not. Let me continue. The photographer was on the beach last week waiting to snap a photo of Jessica Simpson when he spotted Malia, I'm not sure of these names, I'm sorry, I just don't know, and Sasha Obama, age 14 and 11, so he naturally snapped their photos, thinking he could make a sale. But he was quickly accosted by Secret Service agents who demanded his identification. They did not delete his photos, but told him not to take any more photos.
Well, that's progress right there, them not deleting the photos.
You think it's a step in the right direction?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you're out in public, it's a public beach. All beaches in Hawaii are public, aren't they?
I couldn't answer that, but I get the impression. I see the picture here, and it appears as though there are several people that don't look like Obama's with them, so you know, maybe
this reporter too probably doesn't cover the first family, so you know, if he's there trying to catch a celebrity like Jessica Simpson, someone who, you know, is in government protection is a little bit different than
I just wonder if I was an average citizen, if I see interesting things, I'm liable to take pictures of them. I would consider the first family, or at least the first girls, getting some ice cream to be an interesting thing. What if I took a picture?
Could you, if you were there with your son, Jack, and you saw the first daughters there, I'm sure you'd point it out to him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, take a picture and, yeah, you know, talk about it. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, there are a lot of 11 and 14-year-olds. There are very few of them that are the daughters of the president of the United States.
There's only two, right?
Right, that I know of.
It.
So, you know, I mean, that makes them singular and makes one want to take a picture.
Yeah.
The photographer then turned around and sold the existing images, which he had every right to do if he had not personally agreed to the arrangement with the White House. According to the Daily Mail, they allowed the man to keep his camera but gave him a stern warning to stop photographing the first daughters. However, the paparazzo, I guess that's what you call one paparazzi, later sold the images to picture agencies. He was slapped with a warning letter from the White House telling him to stop their release. A source told Celeb Buzz that the White House sent the photographer an official letter stating that Sasha and Malia's privacy should be maintained as they are on a private holiday and that other media had been respecting their requirements.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I mean, they're little kids. They're not the leader of the free world. Their dad just happens to be, so, you know, I would personally leave him out of it. But
didn't their dad put them in the firing line, the picture taking line when he took this job? I mean,
yeah, but not. I mean, I think there's a difference between campaigning, like if he's campaigning and he wants the American public to meet his family and
sure.
know what he's all about. That's different than the guy's trying to relax with his kids and his kid, you know, and.
Well, one thing about celebrity is you really don't get to turn it on and turn it off when it's convenient for you. I mean, there's a lot of they've done a lot of things to a lot of celebrities who have smashed a lot of cameras down the throats of a lot of paparazzi.
And there's got to be a way if you're the president to have a vacation where you can get somewhere.
Don't you just go to Camp David and hang out where no one can
I'm
get
sure
you?
That gets boring, though. I mean,
I'm sure it does. You're the president. Tough cookies. You know, if you wanted to have nice vacations, you should have done some other job. I mean. It's tough. It's a tough scenario. And I'd say most of the media is leaving them alone, but I just and if the Secret Service wasn't running interference in this circumstance, what would happen? Likely more photographers would come around and more would come around until it's a circus. So
I agree with that. I just
don't know.
But I agree that they should try to politely dissuade it, but I also think people have an absolute right to photograph, you know, people, human beings on public beaches. So
yeah, I guess, you know, I guess it would come down to them, the person, the photographer trying to take pictures and the Secret Service agent standing in front of, you know, Mila and Sasha. I mean, you know, if it's a private beach upon which they are frolicking, then they can kick them off.
Well, I would hope that that the situation wasn't one where the reporter was very close. Like, I'd imagine he had a lens that would go.
I don't see that that's the case. I mean, it seems like he's relatively close here. You know, he happened to be hanging out where the, you know, pictures were, you know, hanging out by the ice cream shop here. It looks like it's relatively close. I would say it probably wasn't more than 20 feet away.
I remember this in the 90s with Chelsea Clinton. I mean, the media had a real interest in the first daughter back then, and President Clinton was pretty clear that he didn't want her being publicized, but now she works for MSNBC, I think. So, you know, I mean, if you're in public life, it tends to follow.
It's true, and I mean, there's a certain amount of celebrity that can be parlayed into something in the future. I remember there were a lot of journalists that were kind of grumpy that you know, Ms. Clinton decided to become a journalist when her only qualifications appeared to be fame. So they were like, yeah, what's she doing? Now, I haven't seen any, you know, I haven't seen any journalism by Chelsea Clinton.
I don't think she's very good.
I don't know. I mean, is she just kind of talking head, or is she
story? I saw a few of her reports. I didn't find them to be like, wow, this is, you know, an excellent newscaster, you know. I'm like, oh, that's Chelsea Clinton.
Well, I think we probably judge her a little more harshly than some, simply because, you know, she's the first daughter in that way. So anyway, going on here with the story. While it's understandable that Obama would like to keep his daughters out of the public eye, it makes one wonder what other unofficial arrangements he's made with the media not to report certain information. And, I guess that's, you know, the case here. It says an unofficial agreement between the White House and media outlets has generally been followed. However, there have been breaches regarding, you know, picture taking of Malia and Sasha here. So,
well, I mean, if you forget about the whole government apparatus system for a second, I mean, they are just people with kids. And,
yeah.
I mean, they did accept the job voluntarily. They obviously did a lot to get it, but now they're there, and that's what comes with it.
Yeah, so. I guess it's, you know, it's one of those kind of tough scenarios. I mean, Malia and Sasha weren't given, you know, weren't really given a choice as to, I guess they were to some extent. They could have said, hey, Dad, we don't like this. Please don't run for president again.
Or
I don't know what they said, though.
Or not play on that public beach if they, you know, don't want to be photographed.
Could be. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. You can give us a call, talk about what you want to talk about. 855-450-FREE.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free call in line, 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here. It is Mark.
And it is Bradley.
And you can give us a call, like I said, at 855-453. I've also got a shocking story here about a university that suspended a journalism student for asking questions for a journalism project.
Asking questions of whom?
I'll tell you in just a second. If you do, when you do your online shopping, do it at shop.freetalklive.com. At shop.freetalklive.com, you get the same prices, the same service that you normally get from Amazon and Newegg. It's just the Free Talk Live gets credit for the referral. So, you know, it takes an extra moment for you to go to shop.freetalklive.com, but it's very, very helpful to Free Talk Live. Here from worldnetdaily.com, I checked this. It's got several sources. It's just that this article is a convenient one to read. I checked it over at thefire.org. Fire is a freedom of speech organization that works with colleges. You had some dealings with him, didn't you, Brad?
I don't know. I've dealt with a lot of.
Okay, I thought it was when you were doing your on-campus carry open carry thing. I thought you were dealing with fire specifically.
No, I don't. No, okay. I don't think so.
All right, from WorldNet Daily, a journalism student at the State University of New York College at Oswego was threatened with suspension from the school for sending emails that asked questions for a writing project. Word of the situation developed over the past few weeks. By the way, this is from November. Just haven't gotten to it yet. It's described in a report on the website for the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. That's FIRE. The report says Myers, an exchange student from Australia who worked as an intern in the school's public affairs office, had an assignment to write a feature story for a class on a public figure that he picked the school's hockey coach, Ed Gossick. He wrote to coaches whose teams played Oswego's team, asking, "How do you find Mr. Gossick to coach against? Have you had any interactions with Mr. Gossick off the ice? If so, how did you find him? What is your rivalry like between your school and Oswego State? Be as forthcoming as you like. What you say about Mr. Gossick does not have to be positive." One coach, Michael Schaefer from Cornell, responded that saying your comments don't have to be positive is offensive. And Myers apologized, explaining that he was simply trying to let you know that this piece was that he's writing was not some kind of puff piece. Within hours, he was given a letter from Oswego president Deborah Stanley placing him on interim suspension with orders to vacate his dorm room and banning him from the campus on threat of arrest. He had been charged with dishonesty for asking the coaches questions without telling them it was for a class assignment, and he was accused of disruptive behavior.
He was charged with dishonesty?
Yeah, I guess.
I've never heard of that before.
I'm not familiar with that either. Certainly it's not a charge for politicians.
No.
That'd be nice if we could just charge politicians with dishonesty.
That's a course of conduct for politicians.
Tell them to pack their bags and get out of get out of the House of Representatives. You're dishonest. Apparently, the FIRE stepped into the case to tell the school's president that the reaction was far beyond what was reasonable. The organization told the school Myers' email did not cross the threshold for any categories of unprotected speech. Oswego had has already alleged, first, a defamation, a narrow exception to the First Amendment that carries a specific legal definition, requires the speaker make a knowingly false statement with the intent to injure the reputation of its target. But there's no statements here, right? Well, Myers doesn't make any false statements. He doesn't make any statements at all. He doesn't make any factual statements about Gossick of any kind. Myers' brief email simply encouraged other coaches to speak freely about their interactions with Gossick, regardless of whether their experiences were positive.
Yeah, they're really splitting hairs. I could see if his questions were like were biased or slanted, and the questions were meant to convey something. Convey dislike, but it just seems like he's asking people for their honest opinion, and he got shut down for it.
Yeah, even if
in a journalism school,
even if it was like the questions were bad, you don't necessarily have to be positive. Wasn't the right way to wasn't the most diplomatic way to phrase that. It doesn't mean that you suspend the kid because some coach from Cornell calls and complains. You know, essentially, this was one of these situations where somebody who's more important didn't like what you said, so you got the axe, kid.
Is this an authority thing?
It's an authority thing.
Yeah.
Precisely an authority thing.
Yeah. Coach equal authority, you equal student, you don't say nothing.
You know, it's interesting in colleges why, you know, that they've got this kind of cultural conversation going on from forever ago where, you know, students are lowly and staff is important. These people are, these people would consider themselves to be your employees.
Yeah.
I mean, they are working for you.
Right.
You'd think that they'd have a little more respect. Then again, I mean, I've seen people treat their bosses with very little respect, but it doesn't make much sense.
Sounds like he might have a good lawsuit against his school.
Well, the shakedown here is that in fact the school has reversed its opinion, but it's only because an organization like Fire.org got involved. You know, Fire's a pretty influential organization, and when they got involved, it turns up the heat, and suddenly they change their mind. So. I guess, according here to the knightcenter.utexas.edu, the university reverses suspension of journalism student after public outcry. So, you know, if you just wouldn't make, you know, moves that chill and dampen free speech and First Amendment rights, I guess this is freedom of the press issues, you wouldn't have to go back on them.
Well, you said this was a journalism school?
Yes.
Well, we frequently talk about how journalism, the integrity of journalism is questionable simply because of the nature of the government system, whereas a journalist has to stay in the good graces of people in government office or government power in order to get their quota, get their story, and write it. And, the critical pieces about the government or officials are strongly lacking, and when you hear stories like this, it makes sense why.
Yeah,
you know,
young Mr. Meyer got a real lesson.
He learned his lesson real quick
in how journalism's done here.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I think it's probably no better in Australia where he's from, but. This is probably going to shape if he continues to do journalism, and if he's lucky enough to get a job in the thing in the area that he went to school for, which is more than most can say, then it might very well shape the way, you know, the way he does his job in the future.
Well, we see it every day.
855-453. Do you think that? Can you believe that this kind of thing's going on in America?
Yep.
I mean, can you believe it? I'm stunned. I mean, I really am. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. It's Mark with you.
And Bradley.
Ian is off at a city council meeting. He's going to return whenever he, I guess, darn well feels like it. I guess...
Well, they let him return.
there's some kind of concern that they're going to put metal detectors and security measures in place to protect the city bureaucrats when they're in the politicians when they're having their city council meetings?
Yeah, they can't do that in New Hampshire.
They can't?
No.
Okay.
Well, they might be able to because there's a courthouse in the same building.
But this isn't when court's going on.
It's still the building, though, and I'm sure they're looking for...
Somebody could plant a shank in the room where the judge was going to be and then come in the next morning and shove it up in his throat or something.
Well, I mean, you know as well as I do, they're going to find every way to find a legal loophole to...
They watch CSI just like I do, right? I mean, of course they're going to come. That's the idea.
Right. So, I mean, they have what they, you know, the laws are the way they are. They're going to find a way to keep weapons out of Keene City Hall.
So every other city hall, they can't do this, but Keene City Hall, they can?
Well, I mean, no city hall can, but a court building can. So they're, you know, they're going to be saying, well, this is, you know, court security.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I guess that it's interesting. They should just move the court out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They were talking about doing that. Weren't they? Until the city of Keene said, we'll give it to you rent-free?
When I was in school, they just set up portables and sent us out there. Why don't they just do that with the court and the judge?
I guess they could.
Yeah, they should. Just send them out there.
It wouldn't be very dignified.
That's the problem.
To send the court out to...
It's not very dignified to do the kids either, but they do it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Old rattly fan didn't even have air conditioning in that place. Awful.
Uphill both ways, right, Mark?
It was awful. Really, not a great experience. Phone lines here in Free Talk Live are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page. Again, SACL CAI. The principal over there, Jason Osborne. Good guy. I actually talked to him today. It was nice to hear from him. Haven't heard from him for a while. And, you know, he's a big liberty lover, and that's why he supports Free Talk Live. He thinks it's, best method in the world to spread the ideas of liberty to the average individual.
I agree.
So there you go. Go to freetalklive.com. Find the banner. It's on the top, top the right-hand column. It's SACL, C-A-I. So going on with this story here from WorldNet Daily about an Australian exchange student at Oswego University in New York. I guess it's SUNY University in New York, something like that. I don't know. And he had written some questions to some coaches from a from competing hockey teams, asking them, you know, what do they think about our hockey team's coach? You don't have to look. This isn't any kind of puff piece here. You can answer. You know, you don't have to be positive in your answers. Just go ahead and answer any way you want. Well, one of the coaches, I guess the Cornell coach, found that to be a disturbing statement. He didn't like
subordination.
Yeah. And so he wrote back his feelings to the student. The student apologized for upsetting him and said that, you know, he was just really trying to get, you know, some factual information here. And I guess it wasn't too long after that that the university put him on indefinite suspension, told him to pack his bags and get out of his dorm room.
That'll certainly encourage good journalism practices.
And I'm very concerned about, you know, I mean, this is an extreme case, but what are they teaching? What are universities teaching journalism students? Because I kind of feel like, you know, journalism, not at its peak. I don't know when it was at its peak, but, you know, I don't feel like journalists are asking the questions that I would have them ask.
Well, the one thing that's been very stark to me is the lack of coverage in the mainstream media of the National Defense Authorization Act.
Yeah.
That allows the president to order the U.S. military to detain American citizens without trial. And the mainstream media largely doesn't cover it. Excuse me, massively doesn't cover it.
Right. Well, it seems that American society doesn't really see any need for trials anymore. I mean, the vast majority of individuals in prison in the United States didn't get a trial. And
well,
they were offered one.
Their argument.
But they didn't get one.
Right, because of the...
So if nobody gets a trial, then why not just kill people from remote control airplanes around the world without trials? Why not throw American citizens? Why not? Let's go to Ron, calling from Virginia. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't catch the caller's name.
Hi, I'm Brad.
Hi, Brad. Yeah, my question was towards you. You know, the quick decision which Mark Buffs is out, basically any court under the jurisdiction of the First Circuit Court must allow video recording, which is basically upholding First Amendment rights. So
hold on just a second. Did you say that the Glick decision requires that any court under the First Circuit Court allow video recording?
Well, public official, so I do extension that if a judge is a public official, or are they not? Am I wrong in that thinking?
Well, I'll just say here first, I'm not an attorney.
And if you were an attorney, it wouldn't matter what you said anyway. I mean, they do what the hell they want.
I don't know.
You ask 10 attorneys a question, you'll get 15 answers.
That's true. Okay. Well, I think a lot of people slightly misread the Glick decision because the First Circuit was very clear to say this is in the Boston Common. You know, the police are outside in a really public place. And to take that and say, well, the First Circuit Court of Appeals meant that, you know, this decision would override their own authority to control who can film them. I mean, they would never do that. And I don't think they would do that for the state courts either. But what's going to have to happen is someone's going to have to argue it. Someone's going to have to there's going to have to be a case that's similar but different. And then someone's going to have to take it back to the federal courts in order to get it cleared up. Does Glick allow you to film inside? I don't know. I mean, Ian might have a case down in Palmer.
He's a better chance without a guy in a black moo-moo involved.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, well, my question is, what authority gives the court the ability, like, where is stated in any federal or constitutional document that the court, the judges, and prohibit certain freedoms, liberties.
Where does it say that the judges can prohibit it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the Congress or the state, whatever state itself is that someone finds themselves arrested for filming in. I mean, it's not the courts. The courts themselves don't enact laws unless you're talking about the court finding someone in contempt.
Well, like, for example, they'll put up no video recording allowed, no handguns allowed, you know, no firearms allowed.
Yeah.
You know, these are supposedly protected rights.
Well,
so when you enter into a courthouse, you no longer allowed to exercise those rights.
Well, I mean, nowhere in the federal constitution does it say that rights can be attenuated, but they are. I mean, that's the way the system works.
Every day, all day.
Every day, all day. And if you read the Heller decision, Justice Scalia, I mean, he wrote a really great opinion, you know, covering the history of the Second Amendment. And yeah, this is an individual right, but it can be reasonably restricted. And of course, that is where all the...
Which means whenever we want, however we want.
Right, I mean, it's up in the air. But, I mean, where do they get the ability to do it? I mean, I would say Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution, if it's a federal court, if it's a state court, I mean, whatever state constitution. But the Glick decision might have to actually be, again, like I said, it might have to be argued to be expanded in order to be able to say flat out, yeah, you know, this the First Circuit meant that we could film in buildings, because right now that's left unanswered.
Okay, well, I have another question also. Seem pretty up on your legalese.
yeah.
What is your thought on HB1-308 or without prejudice?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't hear what he said entirely anyway.
Uniform Commercial Code, Section 1, Paragraph 3.08, or .308 is basically says...
I know where you're going. I know where you're going with this. I honestly don't understand that Uniform Commercial Code stuff. I know some people, some really nice people who do, and they've tried to explain it to me. I've read it before, and my brain hurt afterwards.
Ron, thank you for the call. 855-453. Call in with whatever you want. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
If you have a cell phone mainly for security and convenience and hate paying for minutes you don't use, then let's talk about Consumer Cellular, the wireless service designed to save money for people who aren't joined at the hip to their cell phones. Our plans start at just $10 and save most people $20 to $30 every month. You don't have to prepay or sign a contract. We even send usage alerts so you can avoid getting charged for overages. And you can change plans anytime without penalties. It's easy to make the switch. When you pick a new phone, the shipping and activation are both free. And we're so sure you'll love our service, it comes with a 100% risk-free guarantee. If Consumer Cellular sounds like your style, get this. We're also the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-337-7121 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-337-7121. 1-800-337-7121.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. It's Mark with you.
And Bradley.
You can give us a call here on Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We'll be taking your calls in just 1 second. But if you're looking to get precious metals, specifically gold and silver, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. A lot of people stocking up on gold and silver. They see what the Federal Reserve is doing and, you know, frankly, what Washington's doing. And it makes them, you know, concerned for the future of the country, for the future of the dollar, and for, consequently, their future. One of the ways that you can get prepared for perhaps a bumpy road is to have some gold and silver on hand. Gold.freetalklive.com is a good way to get it. Again, gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David calling from Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the girl with the ankle bracelet or the in Texas at the school.
Yes, this is from last night's show, and it was a young lady, and I'm not sure it was an ankle bracelet. This was a an RFID chip in a student ID.
Okay,
so it's much smaller than the ankle bracelet thing that they put on people on house arrest or whatever.
Yeah, one thing you guys didn't mention thought was important is public education a right?
Well, what do you think?
I think it's a benefit or a privilege.
So, therefore, you pretty much have to do whatever they say when, you know, there? Is that right?
Yeah, because you could homeschool.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what Ian would say in this circumstance. He was more outraged at it than I am. But, I mean, you know, at some point or another, one's got to realize that they can do whatever they want in that school. Ultimately, it's their school. You're sending your kid to their school. And they're offering it, I'm using quotation marks here, for free. It's the most expensive free thing in this country. But, you know, they're offering it for free. So, you know, you pretty much get whatever you get there. I think it's weird. I wouldn't want my student, my daughter to be there, but, you know, I wouldn't send her to the public school in the first place.
Yeah, that's about where I'm coming from.
So, what do you think, what do you think the solutions are to this problem? Just homeschool?
That would be one solution. You know, the way they used to do it with the one-room schoolhouses and communities would pool their money and hire a teacher.
Yeah, there were in a lot of cases. You know, I was looking at some history in the town where I am, and they had several several schoolhouses in a relatively small community. It's because the kids all walked to school, pretty much. So, you know, the classroom sizes were small, and the teacher taught pretty much everybody from like kindergarten through sixth grade.
When was it in American history that the education system started changing towards the Prussian system? Because it wasn't originally like that. The
It's like 1907. Rockefeller had a hostile takeover of the educational system.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Carla. I didn't catch
David.
Yeah, I mean, the system, the way it was founded with these little schoolhouses, I mean, you'll see them driving around New Hampshire. There's, you know, there are some old foundations.
Yeah, just a small house.
Right. I mean, it was a really good idea, I mean, to have the community pooled together, but that's not what happened when, you know, I don't know the whole history. We should talk to Brett Vanat. I mean, he knows from School Sucks. I mean, he knows all about that. But when the history changed, the whole education system did, too.
And all along they've been homogenizing and trying to get the, sort of the same subjects taught the same place at the same time. And, you know, people need different things taught. I mean, there's, you know, if you go to China, they're teaching different history than they are teaching in Oklahoma. And there's a good reason.
Yep.
David, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. 855-453.
I was just thinking the good reason that the history is different in China is because of probably the Communist Party, who's forcing their education system down everyone's throat.
I think it's a great point, right? Like, governments use history is written by the winners, baby. Yeah. And it's true. History is written by the winners. So when you start, and the winners tend to be governments. Those are the, you know, those are the organizations that are the winners. And governments tend to school. So governments hand down whatever it is that they decide is history to the schools, and that's what they teach. So, you know, it's I think to some extent they try to kind of pay lip service to, you know, different areas will, you know, for instance, if you're in a inner city school, maybe they'll spend more time in, you know, February for Black History Month or whatever on, you know, African-Americans who've made a big contribution. Or if you're in, say, Oklahoma or South Dakota, they'll spend more time on Native American history or something like that. You know, they'll give a nod to it, but, you know, all in all, the government comes out looking pretty good wherever you are in the history of, you know, wherever it is that you are, you know? I mean, it's very interesting. One thing you're never going to hear in a, you know, civics class is that, well, the state killed more people in the 20th century than any other thing. That even more than heart disease, the government, the current idea of government, I'm not saying that we don't need some kind of governance, that the current idea of government, the way it's, you know, top-down, hierarchical state, is the biggest killer that man has ever known. You're never going to hear that.
Well, it makes sense why the new journalists of today aren't asking the difficult questions of the people with the, you know, their hands on the levers of government power, because they came from journalism schools that suspended them when they asked questions about their hockey coach.
Right. So, and now, you know, this reminds me of the Alex Jones interview with Piers Morgan a couple of nights ago.
I didn't hear that, but I heard that Alex Jones just went absolutely bat-ass crazy.
I think it all depends on what you know, how you perceive it. Some people think that it was the greatest interview in the world. Alex owned Piers Morgan. Other people think that, you know, the Piers Morgan picked Alex Jones because he looks like the, you know, looks and acts like the crazy gun owners that he wants to portray gun owners as. Whatever the case may be, in the interview, Alex Jones says, "Democide! Look it up! Democide!" And, you know, he's you know, screaming democide at Piers Morgan. But
what does that word mean?
It means, you know, the killing of people, and like a large group of people, as opposed to genocide. It's killing of people based on, you know, not their ethnicity, but just, you know, they are people to be killed, I guess. And if you, this is where I got this claim that the state was the most dangerous thing in the 20th century. If you went to, say, Google image searches is the way I found it, the easiest way to find this. It's a chart. As a matter of fact, I'll tweet it out here. You can go to news.freetalklive.com and join up on our Facebook and Twitter pages. I'll send it out to both here during the break. But it's a chart that shows the demicide numbers and compares them to other things that causes of death in the world, and one of them is also famine. Now, the government often, wherever it is often the cause of famine.
Yep.
So if you take half of the famine numbers, stick them on the democide number, you'll find that it's, you know, the state is the killingest organization, the killingest thing in human history.
That's a fact.
So, that you know, you could do the research. I'll just go ahead and put the chart up, and, you know, maybe you'll come to the same conclusion. Maybe you think I'm nuts.
Well, it's more the concept of the state than the state.
It's the concept that one person owns another. I mean, it's as far down as master and slave, and it's as far up as king to a serf.
Well, I think I honestly think it's more of individuals just blindly following authority without any type of rational thought.
But
or
the
question.
Authority
not all authority is bad.
No, I'm not going to say that. But if an authority has the power to kill, then it will have to use it. I mean, people will go ahead and kill in the name of that authority. So I mean, if an authority can only get its power from the individual, from me.
Right.
Like the state has no more power, supposedly, this is a philosophical statement, has no more power than the combined power of everybody in it. But we in America shouldn't be able to vote to kill somebody, but, you know, ultimately the United States kills all kinds of people.
Yeah.
So that's where the state kind of takes it one step further, or, you know, many steps further.
Well, groupthink is very dangerous, and mob mentality is very dangerous. And, I mean, yes, the United States faces a very real terrorism threat, largely created by the United States, but we face the threat, and it's very real.
Well, and many of the threats, the reasons that we face this threat are secret. So you won't find out about them for another 50 years.
We can't tell you about it.
You find, I mean, it was just, documents were just declassified, and we find out that FDR was considering attacking Canada in the 30s.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, if you would have said that, if we would have been able to do this in the 30s, it would have said that was crazy. But yeah, within a few decades ago, the United States was going to attack Canada.
We can make our own maple syrup here. No need to go north.
855-453 Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.